Hey everyone, welcome back. Wanted to jump in real quick at the beginning of the episode to let you know this is actually the continuation of a series. This is part two of my big golf trip to Southern Utah, where we played a whole bunch of golf, and I've been recapping it, split it into the two episodes. So if you haven't heard the first one, I'd go back and listen to episode 13 because we're going to dive right back in where we left off. All right, here we go. Crazy, just a side note, just crazy alcohol laws in Utah. Like, you, if you want to take a shot, they have to bring it, the bartender, not the servers, have to bring it to you and watch you take it. You can only order one drink at a time, and of course that's what you normally do, but I'm saying, like, if you hadn't finished your last drink and they brought you your next drink, you had to finish that one in front of you. No spirits on the golf course either, so no transfusions, no Bloody Marys in the morning, a bunch of interesting stuff. And don't get me wrong, you know, Georgia laws, they've come a long way for sure, but it was crazy to go out there and kind of see that. And especially after being in Vegas for the first day, because, you know, out there, they're trying to hand you beers like on the strip. So anyways, Friday, the morning round was Sun River Golf Club. And what we did there was we did net team best ball. This time your handicap will be reduced by 50% to the higher hole number. So an 11 would go to six strokes. You will get a stroke on the six hardest holes and record the best score for each hole between the six players. This will be done at the end of the round, as not all team members will be playing together. Play your own ball and record your lowest net score. So like I'm saying, you actually could play your own ball, but there you're getting strokes based on your handicap. In the afternoon on Friday, we went back to where we were staying and we played at the Entrada Golf Club. And that was tight. We were actually, we had a morning course. We barely made it, and the little snack shop closed at 2:30. I think we ordered, we all ordered like tons of hamburgers just real fast to try and eat something, knowing that it would be closed in about 10 minutes, so we didn't have a chance to get it later. But this one was a Chapman match play, is what the game was called. It's two-man teams, and each player will tee off, but this time you'll swap approach shots. So, for example, player A will now hit player B. So, basically, you're going back and forth. And you really wanted to be on with that because you wanted to, you know, give the partner you were playing with on your team something to go for. But, you know, we're all human. That didn't happen perfectly. But also, handicaps would come into play as well on that. So, anyways, it was a lot of fun. The next morning, and also, I'm going to have to pick up the pace a little bit, y'all, just because it's Sunday and I've got other stuff I need to get done. But then Saturday morning, we played Cooper Rock Golf Course, beautiful course. May have heard of it. And we did a modified team Stableford. I will let y'all Google that. But essentially, it's another form of adding up strokes and points to determine who's the winner. And then you also can break it down between, since it's modified, you can take 50% of the handicap to determine the strokes that the lower handicap player will get. But anyways, really beautiful course and a fun morning. Then in the afternoon, we got to play Coral Canyon Golf Club. And one of the neat things that they set up with this golf tournament is that in the mornings, everyone was competing. And then in the afternoons, just two teams were competing. So you got 12 people playing. So you have three foursomes going out, right? In the morning, each of the three foursomes is competing in some way for their team, blue or red. And then in the afternoon, you've got only the first and second team that's going out, or foursome going out, actually competing. So it allowed a group of four to just kind of enjoy the course, hang out, play whatever style of play you wanted to, and just, you know, have a good time, enjoy the course. So it kind of gave you a little bit of a break in the competitiveness. Oh, and that one at Coral Canyon was a two-man scramble match play. Then on Sunday, we went to the Ledges Golf Club. That was the morning round, single-stroke play. You just play your competitor, and the difference between the handicaps is the number of strokes the higher handicap will get. So, not complicated. It got a 20, and the other person has a 10. Get 10 strokes. Sunday afternoon, we played the ledges. And that afternoon was actually not competing for blue or red team. So it was just a fun afternoon. Then on Monday, we got back into competing. And Monday morning, we were at a Black Desert Golf Club. Very cool golf club. They've got a lot of construction still to do right now. Their clubhouse is just a trailer and a parking lot. No food, anything like that. But they did have an awesome taco truck that was there as well. I think they worked out a deal with them to have them there through the whole of construction. You actually drove through. I should post that video on my social media, but you actually drove through the construction site to get to the first tees. And this course, I mean, you're meandering through all these lava rocks on ridge lines, and you actually, on a lot of these courses, have to sign waivers with taking out the golf carts because you could roll off. You could definitely sail off the course, but, you know, everyone's used to driving a golf cart around a course, and, you know, everybody was fine, but you're coming along these ridgelines, and you're like, ooh, you definitely don't want to fall. So Black Desert was awesome. I'd love to go back out there and play that one again once it's fully completed. Then that afternoon, we went and played Sand Hollow. That was a lot of fun, but we actually didn't get to finish it. That's the only one that we didn't get to finish. We got through the 16th hole, or most of us did, but it just got too dark. That's what was going on. And that was a singles match play that we did out there. And Black Desert was a Team Skins event, by the way. But it was a singles match play that we did and had a great time. Wanted to get to finish it, but luckily we played it the very next morning, Tuesday morning. So we did get to play the entire course, which was neat. We only played two courses out of all 12 times we played. We only played two that were repeat. We did the Entrada Inn course and then also Sand Hollow, which Sand Hollow, most people, if you play golf regularly, know the name of that course. A lot of people have been. The entire course is great, but it's really that back nine where you start to get up into the hills, the mountains, whatever you want to call them, and you get some of these picturesque holes that you see in the photos that circle around online. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We played quota again. Once again, didn't hit my quota, but it was fun. And then that afternoon on Tuesday, which was our last competitive round of golf, we did that back at Entrada. That's the one we played again. And it was great. We did an odd and even alternate shot match play. You can look it up. But it was a lot of fun. And the blue team was winning by, I can't remember, it was 4 or 5 points overall, because, you know, you're winning points, losing points against other or washing out points, I guess, through this entire tournament. And I was on Team Red, and we came back. I actually won for my team who I was playing against. But it was a very competitive round. We went all the way to the 17th hole, and just a really fun day. And then, you know, the neat thing is you're all playing right behind each other, so you get to see each other come in on the 18th if you hang around, and it's just neat. Very fun time. Then the very next day was Wednesday. It was the day we were flying out, but we woke up early, like I said, and we drove back to Vegas, and we played Bally, the Bally High Golf Course, and it was just have fun. I think our foursome, which was me, my dad, my brother, and Jason, their business partner, which was a fun way to end the trip, all of us hanging out and playing one more round of golf without the competitive edge. As I said, that was the one I shot the highest on. Funny how I got progressively better chronologically and then just got my worst score the last day. But I was pretty exhausted by that point. I think half of us fell asleep in the airport waiting on the plane just a few hours later. So to summarize, went out, played a bunch of golf, drank some good drinks, ate some good food, hung out with a bunch of cool guys, and, you know, got to play some competitive golf and truly competitive golf. And I think that's the big takeaway beyond all the other things I just mentioned. The big takeaway for me is how much different it is when you're immersed in that and you're playing. And that's the first time I've done that to that degree. I've played competitively, like just with friends over one round, but nothing ever that serious where you're really trying and you got a team behind you that you want to support and help win. It's the way to play golf. 100% golf trips where you add in some competitive edge like that and you're playing a lot of rounds. It's not in my near future where I'll be able to go do stuff like that too often. But if you are going to go play, you know, for a weekend, 3 days, long weekend, something like that, and play 4 or 5 rounds, I would highly recommend you add a very competitive edge. Go look up some of these types of matches that I'm talking about and incorporate handicaps because it really does make it more fun. And the guys like me who, I mean, on my index, I'm a 22.4, and the highest you can go in on this trip that we went on was 18, but it makes you step up, it makes you get better. But I'm saying though that is me being an 18, 20, whatever you want to call it, on this trip I was matched up with people for the most part, or it was worked into it to make it more fair where I could actually compete more or less against some of these people who had much better indexes. And it just made it a great time. And obviously that those guys, they've been doing this for a long time, so they definitely enjoy it. You can tell there's a lot of camaraderie. And yeah, so if you plan a golf trip, add some competitiveness to it. I would say if you're a serious golfer, should probably have a golf trip on the calendar once a year so you can go out and really test your skills, push yourself a little bit, and it gives you something to work towards. This was just a fortunate thing I got to do in the lead up to St. Andrews, but kind of preparation for St. Andrews to really see and prepare for what that amount of golf will be like. And one last thing, if you're out there, and we all talked about this on the trip, it is beautiful out there in southern Utah and the courses in that area. So when you're out there, definitely take some time to look around because you get used to your home. I love playing golf in Georgia, probably better here just because I'm more used to it. But there is the neat part about golf is, one, that you can play it for business or for enjoyment. You're playing against yourself. You can also compete against someone. You compete on a team. You can drink while you do it. You can relax, or you can stress out too if you're not careful. But then these courses that you go to, and the more I travel to different courses, is how well they're designed into the natural landscape of what you're out. And you're it's just you get this scenic thing that's going on as well that's almost undescribable, or as best I can. So once again, rambling on, this is a longer episode than we normally do, so might cut this down into 2 episodes. You will obviously know if I did. But anyways, that is the recap of the big Southern Utah Vegas golf trip. And please like, follow, or subscribe if you're enjoying the podcast. Share it as well if you've got somebody who's going on a golf trip and they want a little insight into, you know, what that could be like if it's their first timer like I was. And yeah, as always, I'm Elliot Hall. Have a great day, y'all.